are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm a lot more chipper today. I got to tell you, I got over that, you know, weekend, you know, just lag, especially doing the whole Disneyland thing. And now I got my energy. I am ready to rock and roll. You know, this is a funny story. I'm looking at this airplane here. Apparently it cost $10,000 to fix. And you want to know what happened to it? Apparently a man was sitting on Vietnam Airlines. And he got so tired of this woman holding a baby who was crying all flight long that he wanted the baby away from him. He got so fed up, he decides to open up the window exit, the emergency exit, while they've landed, and tells mom and child to go, right? Leave. Well, the mom and child didn't, because they didn't think they were allowed to jump off the ramp. You know how you have that inflatable ramp, the inflatable airbag, right? So he gets in trouble. And I guess it cost $10,000 for the airplane to roll it back up and refit it. You know, it's kind of like a whole airbag thing. When an airbag deploys in the car, it's a big deal to put it back. Now, what's weird about the story is this isn't the first time something like this happened, especially with this airline. They say last year, the college student was sitting there, thought it was a window shade, and decided to open up the emergency exit. Right? And when they questioned him, he's like, oh, I didn't know. I've never been on a plane before. I thought when you open that, isn't it red? Doesn't it, you know, even if this is Vietnam Airlines, doesn't it have some sort of, you know, don't touch unless you need to? And then I guess last summer, somebody just opened the door just to see what would happen. Now, I haven't let my kids take a look at the story because they would love to see one of those ramps deploy. Wouldn't that look cool? And they'd want to go on it. But it's just kind of interesting how somebody was just so fed up with, you know, baby screaming that they're like, get the heck out of here, you know, just leave. It was a young guy. I think it was only a 29-year-old, really, already getting grumpy. Yeah, so that's why all my grandparents, grandmas, grandpas that I see in their 50s and 60s and 70s, you know, they're like, Dahlia, it is so much easier being a grandparent because when they cry, you just hand them to mom. Just hand them off. Well, you know, it's interesting. In news today, they were talking about how moms who have kids that are colicky, you know, the kids that just cry and cry and they don't stop crying in the middle of the night. Well, they said if moms have migraines, they're more at risk of having a baby that's colicky. Now, I mean, talk about double whammy. You know, you're just trying to get some sleep. You're just trying to get over the migraine. You're just trying to just get through life one day at a time, and you get stuck with a kid that's colicky. Now, they still don't know why the kid is colicky. All right? You know, kids cry, and, you know, they thought it was a gastrointestinal issue, but usually they pass every test. Well, here's a thought. If many of these kids come from migraine moms, do you think maybe the kid's having a migraine and that's why they're screaming? I mean, I don't know about you guys, but when I have a migraine, I would love to just stand there and scream. And honestly, I think it would feel better. Now, do you want to know why? And I'm being serious. I'm being serious about standing there screaming. When you have a migraine, what is the first thing you try to run and do? Well, you try to get a vasoconstrictor. You know, a lot of these, like, Excedrin migraines, what do they have? They have caffeine. Caffeine helps constrict the vessels. When you vasoconstrict and you try to narrow that vessel, it helps with some of the pain. So if you kind of get that flight and fright response with you sitting there screaming and yelling, you're like, make this stop, make this stop, it'll probably make you feel better. The only problem with that is you need to be very careful because if you have, let's say, high blood pressure, or if you're at risk for stroke, some of these migraine medications like these triptans could actually, you know, cause you to have a stroke. So you need to be very, very careful. So my recommendation is get your blood pressure checked. And then when you do get a migraine, just sit there and yell. You know, I always wondered why my mom would yell at us. My mom would always have a headache. You know, I remember I'd run in home like, hi, mommy, how you doing? Hey, mommy, so I did this, and then, oh, I did this, and then, oh, my gosh, you know, and then Bart said hi to me. Do you think Bart likes me? Do you think he likes me? Mom. Yeah, and she's like, I got a headache. I got a headache. Please, for the love of God, Della, shut up. Please, for the love of God, I got a headache. Mom, what? You got what? You got a headache? What, Mom, what? Shut up, I got a headache. And then, just, I don't know, something would tick her off. She'd be on the screaming at us all day. And then her headache would be gone. So I think there's something to that. So if you're worried, if you got a baby that you say is colicky, and all they do is excessively cry, you know, I would say, no, you can't give the baby up for adoption. No. I think you have to decide the whole adoption thing before. You can't do it, you know, once the baby's colicky, because nobody wants them. You know, everybody always asks, you try to give up the kid. You know, why? You know, I would do that with my friends. I'm like, can I leave the kid over at your house, you know, just for a couple of days? Why? Oh, he's a good kid. Yeah, but why do you want to leave him at my house for a couple of days? Because he won't shut the hell up in the middle of the night. Oh, you know what? No, sorry. We're doing date night. So I couldn't do it. My kids weren't colicky. They were just pains in the butt. They were just absolute pains. All right, so for those joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. Got a lot to talk about on today's show. It looks like there may be a seizure risk with a multi-vaccine shot. We're going to talk about this. We're also going to talk about how it looks like animals may be the cause of a superbug, a super MRSA that will infect humans. And so I don't know what to do because we eat our livestock. We eat meat. I love meat. I'm not going to become a vegan for this, but we need to talk about this superbug. Then I guess a researcher said all this gluten-free stuff people are buying is a crock. It's a waste of money. So we need to talk about that. So as you can see, very, very busy day. But I want to hear from you. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, or 1-877-362-3254. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter. You can email me at drdahlia.com. Follow me on Facebook. You can do whatever you want. But most important, please listen. Okay, don't go away. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, coming right back.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super C Veg.
And with the Super C Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super C Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super C Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super C Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super C Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super C Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperCVeg.com. That's Super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-C-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super C Veg daily is eating right.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeAtHome19.com.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampAd.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAd.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. All right, this is going to be a tough one to go through, okay? I have a lot of, shall I say, abilities and strengths, but I have a couple weaknesses. And neurosurgery and neurology isn't my highlight, And now I have to report on this MRI study. Where they were able to find signs of autism in 6-month-old. So bear with me. I hope I don't get fired for messing this one up, but let's kind of go through this together. Maybe you'll understand this more than I. Okay, now, we've known in the news that they can actually detect changes in the brain of kids who have autism at the 6-month mark. All right, so when I read this, I'm like, I would love to know. What is it? Is it temporal lobe changes, occipital lobe, what? All right, the prefrontal cortex, what's different? All right, so they say here, all right, researchers found that, okay, let me read this to you. They say 92 high-risk infants, siblings of children with autism, underwent scanning at 6 months and behavioral assessments at 24 months. Most also received other imaging exams, yada, yada, yada. The researchers found that the fractional anisotropy trajectories. Do you guys know what the heck those are? I don't. For 12, I must have missed that day in medical school. The researchers found that the fractional anisotropy trajectories for 12 of 15 fiber tracts were significantly different between 28 infants at 6 months and 24 months who met the criteria. What is a fractional anisotropy trajectory for fiber tracts? What is that? We need another doctor that has a radio show. I don't know what that is. All right. So now let me find an article that's dummied down for me. Okay. Now this one I get. Okay. Here we go. Whew. I'm sweating doing this puppy. Okay. Again, this is the Dr. Dahlia show. We're trying to figure out the study on MRI showing signs of autism. I can't do it here. Okay. They said at 6 months of age, at-risk infants who later showed typical symptoms of autism had higher fractional anisotropy on MRI. I get that. You know how when you look at the MRI, they have these different colors and, I don't want to call it starburst, but these different, they have different, various shades of colors. Okay. So I'm sure it has to do something with that. Okay. It's the colors. The colors. All right. So it showed the higher fractional anisotropy on MRI reflecting increased axonal diameter, myelination, and fiber density in areas at the left fornix. No, we're talking brain. No, guys, come on. This is above the waist. We're talking brain. And the left inferior longitudinal fasciculus. Are you guys getting all this? All right. I'm still confused. So you know what I think? I think what they're trying to tell us is they had much denser tissue and the nerves, had more myelination is the myelin sheath, the coating around the nerves. The axonal diameter means the nerves are probably wider. All right. I know there's a neurosurgeon probably listening to this show going, are you kidding me, Talia? Really? Really? Honestly, neurology isn't my thing. They said by 24 months, at-risk children who did not develop the disorder had higher anisotropic values in the left anterior limb of the internal capsule and for left anterior thalamic radiation. I don't know what the heck that is. I'm sorry, guys. This absolutely makes no sense to me. Okay, I don't want to say they need to dumb it down for me, but they are forcing anybody who reads this to try to break out their old neurology textbook and dust it off. I had a lot of squigglies and doodles in mine because I was just, I actually got an A. I got an A in my neurology section. I aced it. I could memorize the tracts. I could memorize the anatomy. It was easy for me to memorize, but to actually conceptualize it. All right, so where do we go with this autism study? I don't know. All right, but I guess there's some sort of neurological brain patterns that they find on scan. Now, they said they MRI'd these kids while they slept. They said the MRI scans done while the children slept were repeated at 12 months and 24 months. Have any of you guys gotten an MRI? Right? It's loud. It goes bong, 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 bong. I mean, and it does it for, I mean, it feels like forever. How did these kids sleep through these things? Okay. Now, all joking aside, I do believe that children with autism, because we do believe it's more genetic in nature, actually, yes, will possibly show, varying degrees of anatomical changes. I'm not surprised by this. I am not surprised at all that they see anatomical changes on MRI. Makes perfect sense to me. Absolutely perfect sense to me. But it just, I really wish they would explain it better because I really have no idea what they're talking about. I'm sure I will, but once they throw a fornix in there, like I said, I'm ready to pull out my urology textbook. Okay, let's move on because I'm still pretty confused. Okay, now, have you guys been following this whole hepatitis case that happened in Las Vegas? I brought you all up to speed for those who don't live in Southern Nevada, where there was a case. We actually, I think, just talked about it a week or two ago, where back in, I believe it was 2000, was it 2004? I'm trying to think what year. All right. Oh, well, I mean, the grand jury case, occurred in 2010. But Dr. Deepak Desai, a gastroenterologist in Las Vegas, had run a gastrointestinal center where he was doing colonoscopies and upper endoscopies. And some people had when they received the propofol for their procedure, had been infected with hepatitis. We talked about how this happened. Originally, when you guys get a colonoscopy or an upper endoscopy, for those of us that got it years ago, when Medicare covered anesthesia, there'd be an anesthesiologist there who would be giving us the propofol through the IV tubing. Right? You guys remember that? When you had to go for your colonoscopy, you had to lie down, and then they'd give us the propofol. It was white. You know, very white, milky, and you'd watch it go into you, and you're like, oh, that's pretty. You know, fall right to sleep. All right, well, then Medicare comes in and says, uh-uh, now we're not going to pay you for anesthesia. You have to. We're just going to pay you for the colonoscopy. We're bundling the anesthesia. So you have to pay for it yourself. Well, you tell a surgical center that, and I'm not saying it's right to do, but you tell somebody that, they're going to panic. And they're going to fire their very expensive anesthesiologist. And I saw this happen because I trained there. And I saw the anesthesiologist, which is why I was so shocked when this happened. So what eventually happened is this clinic, and I wouldn't be surprised if others did too, hired the most inexpensive person who could administer the anesthesia, a nurse anesthetist. Hired the nurse anesthetist, got rid of all the IV tubing. That was expensive. And, you know, and it racks up. And they put a little baby needle in the hand. Now, we talked about what happened with the propofol. What would happen was then you would take the propofol from the tube, and rather than injecting the IV tubing, which is what anesthesiologists have done for years, they would inject the little port that you had in your hand. Where things went wrong is somebody had hepatitis, and there was a little backsplash of blood. So the anesthesiologist, who should not have reused the needle that he injected, or the anesthetist, he put it back in the propofol bottle, took another syringe of propofol, gave it to another person, transmitted the hepatitis. Now, we always were taught in medical school that you don't do that. Use a new needle each time you inject. But a lot of times in anesthesiology, you have a multi-dose vial. You syringe out the medicine you inject here, syringe out the medicine, inject there. Again, because all these ports are supposed to be pretty clean. You wipe them off with alcohol, etc. Well, when things really got cheap in this clinic, they probably did an alcohol. I don't know what they didn't do, but it was very dangerous, and they infected multiple people with hepatitis. Well, Teva, the company that made the propofol, actually got thrown into this lawsuit. I'm not sure if many of you have heard in your individual states about what's going on with this lawsuit. So now the makers of propofol, same drug with Michael Jackson, absolutely same drug that's used, you know, worldwide during surgeries, the company now got sued. And is actually paying $250 million to the claimants. Why? Because the lawyer said they made a multi-dose vial, which they should have known would have been used multiple times. Therefore, it's their fault that the nurse anesthetist did the poor technique. Now, frustrating, huh? Extremely frustrating. Because what that's going to force the company to do is say, all right, no more multivials, single use. Now, single use gets expensive. Do you know how many medicines doctors buy? They buy iodine, you know, they buy lidocaine, xylocaine. Now, yes, you can get little baby packets of the iodine. You can get little baby packets of the alcohol, which is what we started to do in our office, because having a bottle of alcohol didn't really, to me, make sense. Use the little alcohol packets, but we're coming up on break. Don't go away. I want to talk a little bit more and how this is going to affect you. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Get over 6,000 preparedness items.
Get you ready.
That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com.
Over 6,000 preparedness items.
And counting.
Because we're adding new items nearly every day.
GetReadySurvival.com has it all.
Small and family-sized tents.
Backpacks.
Sleeping bags.
Food supplies.
Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com.
Portable water filters.
Canteens and hydro packs.
Knives, axes, shovels, compasses.
Camouflage and tactical gear.
Fire starters and ammunition.
It's all at GetReadySurvival.com.
How about first aid, medical, emergency, or small personal survival kits?
Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com.
If you're not prepared or just semi-prepared,
the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com.
Got questions? Call 928-541-9723.
That's 928-541-9723.
Or go to
GetReadySurvival.com.
And remember, survival preparedness means living
on your own terms.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I was, you know, bringing everybody up to speed who's not really familiar with what happened in Southern Nevada with this hepatitis case and the hepatitis outbreak that happened from a gastroenterologist colonoscopy and endoscopy center. And again, it was a real shame. I mean, I had patients that were a part of that who contracted the hepatitis C. And to review, they contracted hepatitis C because the nurse anesthetist who had given the propofol didn't change the needle. Even though the propofol was going into a port in the person's hand, they didn't change the needle. You know, it's been a practice that we have seen in hospitals for years where the anesthesiologist leaves a needle in the actual container of the medicine, the bottle of the medicine. Then they take the syringe, screw it on, suck the medicine out, go ahead and then push it in to either the IV tubing or whatnot, and then put it back and then use it again if they need to. Okay, you know, people have been saving, I guess, on needles, etc. And it hasn't been a big deal if it was one single patient, and you're only using that vial for that one patient. But many of these medicines come in multi-use vials. All right, it's cheaper that way. You get it in bulk. And we've been using these vials for years. I mean, there are, I just look, the next time you get a procedure, you'll see the anesthesia the doctor uses, like lidocaine or xylocaine or marcaine. It's a multi-dose vial. It's something we've always used. Now, it's never really been a problem to use that because, again, you always use a fresh needle, right? If you sterilize the top of it with alcohol, you put a sterile needle into the bottle. With a sterile syringe, you, syringe out the amount of medicine you need, remove the needle, throw the needle out, and then use the bottle on somebody else. It's been used under sterile technique. It's never been an issue. We're taught that in medical school day one. But for some reason, I don't know why, this anesthesiologist decided to reuse the same syringe, and because there was backsplash in the blood of the port, he was able to give a pretty good dose of hepatitis to each of these people. Because what happened is after the backsplash got into the original syringe, he plunged whatever hepatitis was in that accidentally into the propofol bottle when he was getting it ready for the next patient. And, you know, I remember things at this clinic. It was done. It was like a mill. I mean, people were going through very quickly. They saw a lot of patients. I learned a lot. You know, I mean, I learned a lot about colonoscopies, and I saw a lot. But I remember thinking, dang, this is kind of fast. And boy, there's a lot of people in here. You know, but again, chaos ensued when Medicare decided not to pay for the anesthesia, and then greed set in. Because once you get paid for something and now you're told, nope, you got to eat it out of whatever reduced rate we're giving you, well, greed probably set in. Not a good thing. But what ended up happening is I believe a lot of these victims weren't getting what they deserved from, I guess, Dr. Desai's policies. And so the lawyers very craftily said, let's sue propofol. Let's sue the makers of the actual anesthetic. Now, you know, when you look at that, you're like, uh-oh, well, who else would be sued? I mean, are you also going to sue the syringe? Are you going to sue the needle? Remember, lawyers go where the money is. And I understand, I mean, you know, whoever was a victim in this, I really feel bad for. I know some of the victims. I feel, and honestly, there are many unnamed victims. We talked about how many people who received a colonoscopy during that time, it was so halfway, that I found colon cancer in them a year or two later. Or I caused them, found them to be bleeding. I sent them to a different doctor just to get a colonoscopy redone. And, at least two of them had already stage 4 colon cancer and ended up dying. So there were many, many other victims of this whole scenario. But apparently the company that paid the most to these victims was the actual company that made these multi-dose vials. Now, we never really called them multi-dose vials. You would just call them a vial of propofol, 50 milliliters, 20 milliliters, you know, however it would come. Just like the xylocaine lidocaine, you just call it, all right, you know, multiple milliliters. Well, if you have somebody, I guess, who's stupid and doesn't know how to administer the medicine, I guess, yes, that could lead to an issue, but that's not Teva's fault. It's the anesthesiologist's fault. But the lawyer said, look, you know, they, let me see if I could see the exact wording if they even give it to us. They said that the company intentionally sold propofol in vials large enough to be reused by doctors. Okay? So, because they did this, they got sued. Now, what are they going to do and how is that going to help you or hurt you? Well, I mean, I think it's going to help everybody because, all right, well, single dose vials, they're probably never going to sell anything in bulk. They'll probably just make these single dose vials. I mean, of course, we're assuming that the nurse anesthetist or the anesthesiologist is going to throw out the vial and not try to make it last on two patients. Again, we've never heard of this. I mean, we never heard of a need to sue a company for, you know, making a 50cc vial. We've never seen a need. But these lawyers made a case, and they made a good enough case to get the company sued. So in your particular case, then you could hopefully, while you're asleep, be assured that it's a single-use vial, and it'll be thrown out, and you shouldn't get infected. Of course, we're all hoping to God that the needle's clean, the syringe is clean, aseptic technique is being used during the whole other procedure. But so that'll help you. How it'll hurt? Oh, costs are going up. Absolutely. If you can't sell any injectable, in, you know, 20 cc's or 50 cc's, and you have to sell it 1 cc at a time, or 5 cc's at a time, oh, absolutely the cost is going to go up. You know this company, Teva, is going to have to pass this loss on to their consumers. You know, and I can see why. You know, I mean, this is, who would have seen this coming? Who would have seen a nurse anesthetist do something halfway? And, you know, these lawyers are smart. You know, speaking of, you know, lawyers and them being able to figure out the, you know, ins and outs of the law. Did you guys hear about what the Sugarland attorneys are doing? Remember during the Sugarland concert, or I think right after, remember the stage collapsed? And multiple people were hurt. 7 people died. I think 60 people were hurt. Well, now the attorney who's representing Sugarland says, you guys are going to love this. They're going to say that apparently many of the fans who were injured when the stage and the sound equipment and the rig and everything collapsed should have taken steps to ensure their own safety and are at least in part to blame for their injuries. Did you guys hear that? So people who died and people that were injured by the stage collapse, the lawyer is going to try to share the blame. Now, the reason why they're doing this would hopefully split the settlement. So if the jury decides to award multiple millions of dollars, if they could say part of the blame was the fans themselves, they could knock that in half. I'm not the biggest fan of lawyers, but I am in awe at how they are able to manipulate the situation. Did any of you guys see the video footage of this collapse of the stage that happened in Indianapolis? Did any of you guys see that? It happened in seconds. Absolute seconds. How are you supposed to take steps? I mean, when you go to concerts, don't they always sell seats right up front? Even if it's at a fair. You know, don't they always... Oh, look at all the MTV music videos, right? People are always up on by the stage. That's how we've always done it. The closer you get to the stage, the better. Who would think the stage would collapse? So it's going to be kind of interesting to see if the Sugarland attorneys make this stick. They're also saying that the powerful winds that toppled the stage was an act of God, right? So that should hopefully help and get them off. They summer all the plaintiffs claimed injuries resulted from their own fault. I guess the Sugarland attorney, James Millstone. Crazy. But you know what? That's the job of the attorneys. Job of the attorneys is supposed to save their clients money or bring them money. That's what their job is to do. Just, boy, I didn't see that one coming. All right. Okay, so when we come back, I want to talk about the vaccines and a possible seizure risk. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit. Delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com. Spelled FLOJAK.com. Be sure to spell FLOJAK.com or call 855-4-FLOJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So news today came out that one of these combination vaccines that we give children may actually show a higher risk of seizure activity during the first night of the shot. Now, the vaccine that they're discussing is one that has diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, inactivated polio, and Haemophilus influenza. So it's the DTP polio H flu type B combo. Five vaccines in one. They say children are receiving this at 3 months, 5 months, and 12 months to become fully inoculated with all three of these. And I think you need boosters of the DTP at, you get boosters, I believe, at age four. And then, of course, we all need our tetanus shot every 10 years. They're also saying let's give another pertussis to kids in their adolescence. Now, at first, people thought that the seizures the kids were getting with this vaccine were febrile seizures. Now, we're pretty familiar with the febrile seizures. Our kid would get a very, very high fever. When he'd get that high fever, he'd actually seize. And these febrile seizures they actually didn't mean much. They went away. I mean, as long as the child ended having the seizure, doctor would check them out. As long as the child was fine, many times they never had another one the rest of their lives and did good. So what they wanted to do is they wanted to see if these seizures were related to the febrile seizure, but it actually looks like it is a regular seizure, separate type of seizure, but they said these seizures are like the febrile seizures in the fact that they don't have any long-term sequelae. So they call them harmless seizures. They say there's a slightly higher risk of seizure on day one of the first vaccination and of the second vaccination, but not of the third. Now, is that because by the third vaccination, the child is already a year old? Is it because the body is already used to the components of this vaccine, so it doesn't react? We don't know. We don't know. Now, again, should you be scared? No, I don't think you should be scared. I mean, kids have been getting these vaccines for years and have been doing fine. But I'm going to tell you, when I vaccinated my kids, absolutely, I watched them like a hawk. I did. I didn't know how they would react. You know, and being a doctor, sometimes the more knowledge you have, the scarier it is. So, you know, I watched them. I, you know, had them sleep, you know, in their crib. We moved the crib next to our bed, and I just watched them. And one time, I remember my child was just pretty lethargic, was just lying in the middle of the living room, not wanting to move. He didn't have a fever, but he didn't want to eat. He didn't want to sleep. He was just kind of lying there. You know, I called the doctor. Doctor said, oh, no, that's just post-vaccine. And I was scared. But he was fine. You know, my kids got vaccinated. They were fine. So, you know, what I tell people to do is after your children get the vaccines, if they're grumpy, they could get some Tylenol. Right? You know, watch for fever, watch for any reaction, and just keep an eye on them. A lot of times they're grumpy, and almost all cases they do very well. But this is kind of an interesting study, and I think it just kind of makes us, you know, keep an eye on things, which, you know, we should. All right, now, looks like there's a lot of hoop-de-doo about these whole gluten-free diets. And, you know, I have many patients say, oh, Dr. Dahlia, my doctor won't put me on a gluten-free diet, and I know I have celiac disease. Well, for those who join us, this is a Dr. Dahlia show, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. You know, celiac disease, it's a pretty severe disease. I mean, these people that have celiac disease are really, really sick. It's a kind of an autoimmune condition that's triggered by gluten. Okay, gluten is found in wheat. It's actually, I believe, a protein that's in wheat, barley, and rye. It causes inflammation of the small intestine. When your small intestine is inflamed, you can't absorb nutrients, you can't absorb vitamins, and people get very, very skinny, and they actually can end up dying. It is very, very serious stuff. So these people usually, I mean, we can do a celiac panel to look for antibodies. We could do biopsies on their bowel. But you have a lot of people that say, oh, I know I don't have celiac disease, but I like gluten-free. Now, should everybody go on gluten-free? Well, you know, I tell you why I think gluten-free helps. Even though I know there's some authors saying, look, it's a waste of money. You know, actually, it's a commentary in the Annals of Internal Medicine. Authors have said, you know, maybe these gluten-free products are kind of unnecessary. You know, it's more like a fad. But I'm going to tell you, I mean, I have patients that say when they buy gluten-free, they have less gas. And if they do, well, then great. That doesn't mean they necessarily have celiac disease. They could have gluten insensitivity. You know, you'll have people that'll say, I avoid dairy products. Whether they're lactose intolerant or not, they do fine avoiding them. So, you know, remember, in medicine, we have to label everything. Everybody gets a label, right? Like you're seeing now with the psychiatric, the new DSM-4 that's going to be rewritten. The DSM is our Bible in psychiatry. They're trying to make grief a diagnosis. You know, everybody's trying to diagnose and label everything. Yet some people, they just do better doing certain things. All right? And they don't want the diagnosis. I have patients, they on their own go and take St. John's wort and they feel fine. And they never get a diagnosis of depression because they feel fine. They pop a St. John's wort, they feel good. You know, and they don't get diagnosed. So there's people doing things out there and they just aren't labeled. Now, if you eat gluten-free and you feel better and you don't have gas, you don't have stomach issues, you don't have cramping, well, then good. You know, but just because you do better with the gluten-free products doesn't mean you have celiac disease. You understand that? Just like, you know, people, they'll take their friend's Ritalin. Right? Their friend has ADD, so they pop their friend's Ritalin one day in school, and they find out that, wow, they could do their homework better. They could get a lot done. they're revved up, ready to go, can concentrate. So they go, I must have ADD because the Ritalin worked. Well, Ritalin's going to work on a lot of people. Just like I think these gluten-free products will probably help a lot of people digest better. But that's because my theory with a lot of our bowel problems, is all the different preservatives of crap that's in our food. You know, we aren't waking up on the farm making our own wheat and our own butter and our own milk. You know, sorry, Kyle, hold on. My engineer's trying to talk to me. I'm sorry about that. Okay, awesome. Kyle's working the dials tonight. Yay! Everybody say hi to Kyle. Hi, Kyle! All right, where was I? Okay, so I was talking about gluten-free. Yeah, I mean, we didn't grow up. We used to grow up on the farm, you know, milk our own cows, drink our milk, would squeeze our own oranges. You know, I mean, would eat fresh farm food. Now, everything we eat is store-bought. Most of it is what we eat is store-bought and has preservatives and has shelf lives. Well, of course, our body's going to be thinking this is foreign. Remember, our body was built to eat, sleep, poop, like in caveman days. And we do everything opposite of what we've done in caveman days. We hold our poop till we get home. We hold our toots until, again, we get into our car. We don't let anything out during the work day. Of course, if you did, people in the next cubicle would get mad. We eat maybe 3 times a day at best, maybe 2 times a day, whereas, you know, caveman days, you nibble here and there. And again, we eat processed food. Oh, no. I go to a restaurant that's very, very healthy. All the food is fresh. There's still preservatives. You know, I mean, I used to wait tables. And when I was a food server, I saw how a lot of the food was made. You know, you pull it out of the freezer, you throw the slab of ribs on there, defrost them, cook them. You know, I mean, everything has preservatives now. So I think that's why many of us have abnormal bowels. And the healthier and the more pure you eat, the better. Some of these gluten-free products are really good. Some of them, yeah, they probably are just extra marketing and, you know, just kind of reaching in your pocket. So here's the thing. If it works and it makes you feel better, I don't think they hurt. But just keep in mind, this gluten-free industry is, I think, a $2.5 billion industry. All right? It's all over the internet. Again, like I said, if you feel better and it's working, great. Even placebo works fine. Buy a bottle of placebo. I don't care. All right. I want you feeling better. I want you, you know, getting the nutrition, but it all comes down to eating healthy. You know, if your dinner was fresh fish and vegetables, right, how bad do you think you'd feel? How bad do you think your bowels would be? I think, well, of course they'd go into shock day one. I get that. They'd go, yeah, whenever you start a high fiber diet day one, you're miserable. But I mean, just imagine, you'd probably do pretty well. All right. Well, we're coming up to the end of the first hour. If you all could stay on for another hour, please do. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. God bless.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.